This is the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Let's grow and show up with more compassion. I love you.
You guys are having a wonderful day. Filled with sunshine. Even if it's rainy out, dude. There's beauty in that, too. There's some sunshine in that.
Yeah.
That water is growing. All the plants. It's watering those birds. They're taking little bird baths out there. The worms, they're making their way up to the, you know, the surface. So hope you're doing okay, worms. Because then the birds come out. So
dude, eat the worms.
Eat the worms,
it's
yeah.
A circle of life, baby.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And the rain, it washes away all the pain. Yeah. Cleanses us. We need to cleanse.
Release.
Breathe.
Breathe. Water.
Drink water.
Ooh.
Hydrate. Here we go. Sip.
Cheers. Cheers to you. Cheers to everyone out there listening. We appreciate your presence here. We're gonna have some fun today. I think we're going to have a good time. What do you think, Rin?
Oh, yeah, baby. We're already having a good time. Shake and bake.
Shake and bake, baby. What's in the oven?
Well, you know.
What you baking?
Ooh, we got some magic in the oven.
Yeah.
We have some magic cooking because this is the Celestial Goddess Podcast, and we are goddesses, and we are going to dive into the celestial today. Because that's a part of our soul that we kind of hide away, and we don't need to hide anymore. We can be seen now. We can let ourselves be seen. So we're going to share some magic. That's what we're going to share. We're going to birth some magic, some advice, whatever. Who is listening to this, whatever you need to hear, may it come through. Let it come through for your highest and best of good. Boom. That is the intention.
Boom.
And that feels good. That's what makes my heart feel good.
It does. Right when you said that, my heart was like full, like happy. So I'm like, okay, we're on the right track. Hell yeah.
Love that.
Love that for us. Dude, all of us.
I love that for all of us.
Everyone listening too.
Dude, yeah, we are inclusive, okay? Everyone is welcome. Everyone is welcome just as you are. Mm-hmm. Yes. Love yourself as you are. Accept yourself as you are. And this is a part of us, so we're going to share it, and I feel like there's magic here. So, yeah, we got cards. We got some oracle cards. We got some... What is that deck called? The Sacred Path.
Sacred Path
cards.
Yep. And then the energy oracle cards.
Yes.
This one for you. There we go.
Yeah, the energy oracle cards guidebook. That is by Sandra Ann Taylor. So oracle cards can just give us, you know, general advice, general guidance. So maybe bring through messages that we need to hear right now. Maybe something that we aren't aware of. So giving us perspective. Yeah, we're just here to help, right? We gotta help. We gotta share that heart. And it's vulnerable and it's scary, but we gotta answer the call and we gotta keep showing up. So that's what's happening right now.
Yeah.
So my heart's pounding, but it's like, whoa. But it's because obviously I care, okay? I care a lot. So so just letting it flow through. We are all human, and we're all just trying our best, and fear is usually an indication of a superpower or something that, like, there's magic or something there on the other side of that fear. So yeah, because it's scary speaking your truth, speaking from your heart to the whole world.
Yeah, dude.
Letting it out.
Yeah, I feel that, dude. I feel that so much. It's hard to open up.
It's hard. I know. We haven't even introduced you yet.
Yeah, what's my name?
Dude, what's your...
what's your name?
All right, I'm Corinne.
Yeah,
welcome to the Celestial Goddess Podcast. Okay, I am your host, Corinne. And I have my sweet, divine, dear cousin, aka, and like, not aka, but like also best friend, soulmate, Hannah, what's up? What's good, Hannah?
What's up? Oh my gosh, so many things are good. Yeah, so fun to be here sharing this space with you and just speaking from the heart, having some fun, doing things that make us a little nervous, a little scared, you know, but you know, you gotta run towards that fear sometimes and just allow whatever to happen. And that's when life surprises you. So I'm just allowing myself to be recorded.
Yeah.
It makes me nervous, but yeah. It's good.
It's good.
So.
Yeah, because lately Hannah's been doing a lot of ice baths, and that's kind of that same concept of like getting really uncomfortable and doing things that make you nervous, getting into ice cold water, jumping into these rivers and oceans and... Yeah, and we live in the Pacific Northwest, so it's not really warm here either, jumping in these cold rivers and oceans. It's like pouring rain.
Yeah.
But it's good. It's practicing getting uncomfortable. You're getting comfortable within discomfort, right? What'd you call it? Calculated risks.
Calculated risks.
We're taking calculated risks.
Yeah, and also, too, it's like it's relative. Like, how cold something is totally relative to that person's experience with it. So yeah, what I used to think was cold is just not even that anymore. It's really interesting how this whole cold plunge experience has been, you know, just very eye-opening. You know, you jump in there, that's eye-opening. You're like, oh shit, like this is cold.
Yeah,
this is cold. I can't breathe. Like, am I okay? You know, you start panicking a little bit, but what the cold water is doing is slowing everything down. You're slowing everything down. The cold is slowing things down a little bit, and it's helping with your body, like circulating, allowing things to circulate, your blood, you know, getting fresh oxygenated blood to your whole body. And then, you know, dopamine is, you're getting hit with that. You're getting hit with adrenaline. You're getting hit with like all this all at once. And then you just breathe.
Breathe through it. You breathe through the sensation because it's just sensation.
Yeah.
It's a good mantra to remind yourself.
Yeah. And then the more you breathe, the more you become the water. You're that in and out, right? The waves crashing on the ocean and then coming back out to sea, you know, like.
With each inhale and each exhale.
Yeah, you're bridging the gap between the physical reality and the spiritual, the breath, breath of life, right?
Prana.
And you're in that, yeah, that good ass prana, baby. Like, you're in that, and you feel that, and you're in the water. Oh my God, it's crazy. I love it.
Oh, I love it. I'm so happy for you. And yeah. I'm glad, you know, you are getting me to get in the water too.
Cause... I know, dude, you've been doing so good too.
Oh my God. Dude. It's been really hard. Like, for me, what the cold water has shown me is that I'm a fighter. Like, I got that warrior spirit in me. So that cold water, it brings out that warrior, that fighter. So it's really interesting how, you know, experiencing that, and my body like thinks I'm going to die. So it's like experiencing this fight. But I just breathe through it, and yeah, and then the magic starts to happen.
And then you're like, oh yeah, I'm alive.
I'm alive. Like, I can do hard things. Yeah. I can do hard things. I can get comfortable being uncomfortable. And that helps us in all areas of our life, you know? That way we don't run away from the hard conversations. We don't run away from cringy moments. It's like, I'm gonna be here and speak my truth. Set that boundary or whatever it is. Speak from my heart. So that's why we're doing this podcast too. Because just feeling called, it's another practice of being vulnerable. We're just practicing. Everything's always a practice. And we feel like there's messages too that people need to hear. And that something's got to come through. So just... curious. Oh, already. Oh, cornucopia.
Okay.
How beautiful. And it's tilted, but it's basically
some pilgrim
upright
vibes.
Some pilgrim vibes.
Being thankful, the cornucopia, that's what I always think of, right? Like the, I don't know, like the fruit of the loom also. They hopped on that cornucopia.
Dude, you know, yeah, they got those like commercials.
I don't actually. I'm just thinking of the tag that's on the inside of the shirt. You know what I'm saying?
You know.
And then with, I don't know why that's in my brain, but there you go.
No, you're right. That's exactly what's on this card too. Oh,
actually, the fruit of the loom.
I mean, it looks like it. Yeah. Just,
oh damn. Okay.
Which is fulfilled. It does look like that. Cool. Yeah. There you go. Number 11. Number Lucky 11. Number 11.
Ooh, I love 11.
Yeah. I love 11.
I love it.
11's so good.
I love 11. I love when I see that on the clock. You're like, ooh.
Ooh.
11, 11. Hey, 1, hey, 1, 1,
1. Dude, I'm a life path number 1.
Oh, so does that have more meaning for you?
Like 1, you, the number 1. Yeah, yeah, it has a lot like of you, meaning.
And then what's your favorite number again? Is it 18?
It's 18, because yeah. I'm born on the 18th, baby. Yeah. But, yeah, no, when I turned 18, my golden birthday was not what I expected. Oh. That's a story that I've only told a few people, because that's, like, tell that to the whole world.
Okay, first exclusive, what's up?
That is, like, super exclusive.
Like, you, like but, you as know, long as you didn't do anything illegal. Like, you're,
oh,
you're
hell
good.
No.
Oh, okay, there we okay.
That's another story.
Not okay, for, yeah, that's for tomorrow.
That's for tomorrow. It's for the next year. Nah, this is about, shit, are we really gonna go there?
Oh, I just looked at the clock and it said 11:11 on this, on what we're recording on.
Oh, yeah.
I haven't even looked down at it.
Of course it did. Okay. Angels are here. Maybe I should share it, but then it gets into a conversation about birth control and why. This is why I'm not on birth control.
Mm.
Okay? So, fuck it. This is going to be a really vulnerable... Yeah. Damn. Okay. You know what? Here we go, people.
Fuck it. Just, yeah, all right. Say it.
See, my birthday's June 18th. Shout out all the Geminis out there. Okay, and June 18th, it was my 18th birthday, and also the day that I graduated. It was awesome, right? I was like, yeah, what a cool little, you know, layover here. And, yeah, I was on the depot shot at the time, the depot shot that birth control, and it basically caused me to be on my period, my moon cycle, for, like, months at a time. And I was worried. I was concerned. I'm like, am I going to bleed out, like, my entire uterus? Like, this isn't normal. And literally on my graduation day, dude, because my high school, it was up on a hill. They police escorted this school bus to take us all the way down to this field. And once I got dropped off at school, got on the school bus, I'm already bleeding through my pants. I'm, like, bleeding through this entire bus ride. I'm trying not to sit on the seat and bleed on the seat. So I'm, like, sitting up the entire time, even though they're driving slow. It's like a police escort taking their time, a graduation celebration. No. And we get there, and I'm like, oh, my God, I have to, like, ditch my pants. So I go in the school. They give me, like, fucking basketball shorts, those like PE no. shorts and like granny panties. I had to throw away my pants and everything, put that on, ran out there. Thank God. The only thing that was like on my side is that it was pouring down rain and that our principal didn't think we needed to wear ponchos at the time. She's like, oh, it won't rain that bad. You don't need to wear ponchos. Yeah, thank God we didn't, because sitting there in graduation, even though I put on all the stuff they gave me, I still bled through that. And I bled through my graduation gown. And I had to go and grab my diploma with, like, blood all over my graduation gown. Yeah. But it was pouring down rain, so we were all soaking wet. So luckily I was soaking wet, but definitely
just,
there's...
It was just blood.
It's just blood, but knew. I'm soaking... Yeah, exactly. Some people could see it. Like, I remember afterwards, I'm like, Mom, can you tell? She's like, oh, yeah. There's a little something there.
Oh,
like,
damn.
Okay, yeah. So, but yeah, thank God for the rain. But yeah, so I was like, woohoo, turned 18, graduated high school. That happened. See, now I was like throwing some. Yeah, that was a secret.
Yeah,
it's tall. But you know what? And that is why I am not on birth control, and don't take birth control, because your moon cycle, your womb cycle is actually super sacred, and you can just tap in and be aware of your cycle, because a woman goes through basically entire, you know, four seasons of 1 year in 1 month, right? Like, our ovulation is our summer season, and our period, our moon cycle, is our winter. And yeah, and it's sacred, and you're only ovulating 1 week out of the month. So if you just track your cycle, pay attention to when you're ovulating, just be mindful if you are having sex, because that's when you're going to get pregnant. So, you know, that could be your own birth control. Just track your own cycle.
I would love to talk so much more, like, in depth about this, because this is something that's really fascinating to me, and I'm just kind of getting started on learning more about it. And it's so interesting because it's like, you know, I'm 30. Like, am I 31? I might be 31. Okay, run it back.
Run it back. 31. You're about to be 32 this year.
So. What the fuck, though? That's, like, such a long time to not know anything about, like, your cycle. Like, I had no idea that we're actually on, like, a four... Like, it's like, broken down into seasons.
Yes.
So we have four... Like, yes. What are they called? Like, the...
So it's, like, your... Follicular? Yeah, I think it's, like, your luteal.
Yeah.
And then your... your menstrual follicular or
luteal
ovulation. Okay, shout out. This is why Maddie is going to be on the podcast. Shout out Maddie, because she knows. Maddie. She actually has a whole program she created to teach you all about your moon cycle and how to work with it every month and activities you can do depending on what part of your cycle you're at.
There's teas too. I just learned about that.
Teas and foods, different things you should be eating and doing. Yeah. There's so many.
Like,
yeah.
Certain times you're supposed to, like, you know, work out harder. Certain times you're supposed to rest more.
Absolutely. Or, like, when you're ovulating, you can work out harder because that's when you're in your summer phase. Yes. So you can, like, you're in that yang.
And then when you're actually menstruating, I think that's when you're more... like susceptible, yeah, like to pain too. Like, don't go out and get a Brazilian wax when you're doing all that.
Yeah.
Because that shit's gonna hurt even more.
More sensitive. And you are more intuitive too when you're when you're bleeding.
And then that could even, like, I don't know, it just came to me. Like, if you like to get tattoos, or if you wanna get a tattoo, you've never gotten one before, like, maybe go when you're not on your period.
Mm-hmm.
It would be less painful.
Mm-hmm. No, 100%. We, like, as a woman, it's good to be mindful about scheduling your life around your cycle, because you can plan certain things depending on what part of your cycle you're at. So it's like, if I'm going to go and do something big and out there, I'm going to try and do it, like, when I'm ovulating, when I'm already in that big energy. Because, when I'm bleeding, I'm going to want to be resting and, like, going more inward and retreating, more meditation, more yin, you know?
And baths.
I mean, those are, like, all the time. Baths, man. Hey, and let's share out the new fun fact about salt, you know, because I've been using the Teals.
Oh, yes,
you know, that's, like,
dude.
That common bath salt you get at the store. But that has
The blue bag.
Okay, sorry, guys. We got cut off there. I forget what we were.
Yeah, some unknown caller was trying to. We had a caller on the line, but we're like, no.
Not today. We're not taking calls today.
Not yet, but soon.
Soon.
Maybe. You know, if you want to phone a friend, we're here. Call us up at 206-8. Just kidding.
It's like the good old radio days, you know? Shout out homemade radio. Anyone can make their own radio station now.
Yeah.
Make your own podcast. That's good. Okay. So.
We were just talking about flow, like menstrual cycle. You know.
Well, what does...
Oh, there it is, dude.
See, this is what...
Just,
see, the thinking
that just
woman.
That jumped right out of the deck.
Just jumped out. Okay.
Yeah, maybe come back to those cards. So, the cornucopia, number 11.
Yeah, cornucopia number 11. So, that's wishes fulfilled. So, you know, someone needs to hear this right now. So, listen up. Take it or leave it. I love you. An abundant harvest and great blessings are waiting for you, and you may even find all of your wishes fulfilled. This cornucopia of gifts from the universe can come in the form of financial riches, job fulfillment, romantic love, or all of the above. When you receive the cornucopia upright, you know that you've done important work and it's about to pay off. The seeds you've planted in your energy and in your life are ready to be harvested in some significant ways. Get ready for a great feast of abundant value is being prepared for you now, and spirit is applauding all of your effort. So this is just to shout out to everybody and to us, like, to keep putting in that good work, and it's going to pay off. You know, when you do the right thing, when you show up with good intention, it's going to pay off. You know, it's never going to be not worth it, you know?
100%. 100%. like, just have fun with it.
Have fun with it and have believe. Fun. You have to truly believe that everything is working out. Best case scenario. Put that mantra into your life and just believe that everything is working out for you, you know? And just keep showing up with love and kindness.
Because you know what? Yeah, we've both been doing that. You and I both have been showing up. And little things have just been falling into our lap. And it's been pretty, like, what? Like, what is going on? You know? But good things. But also just surprising turns. Like,
and those are signs of alignment, right? Yeah. Those are signs of, like, we are doing things that are in alignment, right? And we're doing the right thing. Those are, like, in alignment. Mm-hmm. What feels right in the soul and, like, showing up with truth. You know, nonviolence, not stealing, you know, controlling yourself, control your senses, not being greedy, you know, just showing up with good values, being a good person, doing the right thing. Yeah, and then I just want to say this affirmation real quick for the cornucopia. The universe is abundant. All that I desire comes to me in just the right time and way. I am blessed. So that's something that people can write down. A good mantra, put that on your mirror. I'll say it one more time. The universe is abundant. All that I desire comes to me in just the right time and way. I am blessed. That's another big lesson I've had to learn this year is, you know, like, I'm on divine time. I'm not on my time. I would love for everything to happen right now or whatever I want to be now, but no. It's going to happen when it's going to happen. And I got to trust that, yeah, I'm on God's time. I'm on divine's time. But, and I got to be patient. That's the message I keep getting is patience. Be patient. It's all coming.
Yeah. You know, it's just the whole journey.
It's the whole journey.
Like, that's what's so fun about life. And it can be scary sometimes too. But, like, just, you know, taking the good and the bad and the bad and the good. And what's good, what's bad. You know,
such a good reminder. You know,
like, just, yeah, writing down affirmations has helped so much.
Yes.
Like, I have a couple just, like, stacked up here, too. And just, you know, speaking truth and repeating it.
Yes.
Repeating, because that's how you work that muscle, you know?
Right.
It's a muscle. You have to keep repeating it. Even if you don't believe it right now, just by saying it over and over again, the ears hear it. The heart hears it, and especially when it's coming out of your own mouth, that's like, that speaks so much louder than just hearing somebody else say it. Because once you start saying it out loud to yourself, like, take a second, go look in the mirror. It's scary, you know, especially doing it alone. But, like, why are you afraid? It's you, you know? Like, it's you. Don't be afraid.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Oh my gosh. And then over time, it begins to build new pathways, build new habits. Just like you said, it's a muscle. It's like you go to the gym and you work out. Well, same thing with, like, the spiritual or just these different kind of energetic practices where we have to take that time, you know, like, for example, to practice gratitude. I feel like that's a good practice to weave in to help with all these other practices in life because that's that ripple effect. Gratitude really puts you in that high vibration, and then helps flow into, you know, like what you said. Cheers to that.
Yeah, cheers. Hell yeah.
And then the other card I got was the Thinking Woman, female of wisdom or understanding.
Number 47.
47. So this card shows a woman holding a book, standing before a staircase, ready to lead you to higher understanding. This woman could be a friend who helps you express and understand your feelings, or she could be a teacher brought to your life at this time to take you in a new direction. This could also be a new love interest with a woman who is thoughtful, conscious, and aware. Or, like the thinking man, the card could represent a side of yourself that's ready to blossom and bring clarity and assistance to the world. If so, find your voice and let your wisdom shine.
I love that.
Yes. And see, we're all connected. So it's like we're here to share from our heart And, you know, whoever is listening to this, they are probably feeling that same way. They want to share whatever's coming from their heart, their creativity, their, you know, passion. Mm-hmm. And this is just an invitation and a reminder that, like, fuck yes, you can do that too. We can all do this. We just got to keep trying, keep showing up in little ways. And it's all about consistency. Coming back to what you said about working that muscle, you know, in those different ways. We just have to practice. We need to go to those gyms of whatever category, you know, go to your meditation gym, go to your, you know what I mean? Give me another example.
Excuse me. Sorry, I just burped a little
that's
bit.
That's energy coming out, right? Is so it? We're clearing it. Oh. We're clearing it.
Oh, damn. I already drank all my water.
Oh my
too.
God.
Thirsty.
So
say that, run that back again. What'd you just say?
Run that back. You know,
what was that last car you got? Just asked me. I got so caught up in this car.
That's okay. I'm like, what do the people need to hear from here? What do they need to know? What piece of advice? What's a piece of advice that everyone needs to hear right now for their highest and greatest good?
Damn, they're like just jumping out of the deck.
Dude, see, and it's the third eye. Because whoever is listening to this, like, they're awakening, they're waking up, they're becoming more aware and more aware of their surroundings, more aware of who they're around, what they're doing, you know, what they're spending their energy doing. Now the sixth chakra, Archangel Metatron, that third eye, baby.
I've pulled this one once before.
Yeah.
This is a cool one.
See, it's like we're awakening to our power, clarity of thought, yeah. Personal vision.
It's like this icy white archangel. That's so cool. Mm-hmm. White, everything's white and blue on the feathers, like his wings, and then just a blue dot right there, that third eye. And then the aura coming out of the head, the white. That's cool.
Yeah, it's indicating greater clarity in your thought process, an expanded perspective towards broader horizons. Some new perceptions are taking hold and the clouds of confusion are clearing. In some ways, this could be a new beginning, for you're on your way to developing a deeper insight about what's going on in your life and why. See, now is the time to focus on your personal vision. Everybody listening up, right? It's time, and for us too. Mm-hmm. We're all connected. It's time to focus on our personal vision. What do you want in life? What do you want your life to look like in the years ahead? Create a clear picture of that and support it with your daily thoughts. That goes back to what we're talking about. See, daily thoughts. It's the, you know, mantras.
Yeah.
Having that around, that helps us improve those daily thoughts so that we can call greatness into our life, greater dreams of everything we want. So yeah, it says,
yeah.
So I'll read that again. So it's time to focus on our personal vision. What do you want your life to look like in the years ahead? Create a clear picture of that and support it with your daily thoughts. The insight you need to create a vibrant life is available to you now. We all deserve to live a vibrant life, mm-hmm. a happy life. You know, it's our choice and those daily choices we make every day showing up. And we're getting clearer and clearer about that. You know, it's that little voice inside talking to us. It's like, yes, we got to just listen. We got to listen. Mm-hmm. And now we're getting clear and we're listening. Yay.
Yay.
Woo! I'm proud of you guys.
Good job.
Yay. Fuck yes. We're living that fuck yes life. My personal vision guides me and my thoughts are peaceful and clear.
Mm.
So, yeah.
Let's see what these cards have to say.
Okay, yeah. So, yeah, that was from the Energy Oracle deck. Hopefully, anyone listening received a message or some advice or guidance for what you're going through. Mm-hmm. Now, Hannah's pulling a card from her Sacred Path deck.
Yeah.
Who's the author? Who's that by?
So, this one, Sam's, this is the last name it says on there. But I don't know who are you?
Who are you?
Jamie Sams. Sacred Path Cards, the discovery of self through native teachings. And we've got a big book here. Lots of words, lots of medicine. And we can do different types of spreads. I don't even know which one to do. Do we want to just start, just pull a random card?
Yeah, yeah. Just see what needs to come through.
See what comes through. Okay.
What needs to be heard right now?
Okay.
For highest and best of good.
For the highest and best of good.
Everyone, for us, for everyone listening, what do we need to know in this moment?
This one. Counting coop. Victory.
Ooh, victory.
And so it's of this picture of this native man with his head thrown back and his arm straight up to the sky holding a feather. What kind of feather is that? It looks like a turkey feather.
Hmm.
Which is thankfulness, gratitude.
Once again, cornucopia coming back to that appreciation.
Counting coop. I don't even know what that means. Counting coop.
I know.
Counting your chickens? I don't know. Counting coop. We'll see.
It's like being grateful for everything that you have, maybe?
Yes. Okay, so this one is saying that the act of counting coop signifies a victory over an enemy or an accepted challenge. The warrior clans of Native America used many methods of stealth, guile, surprise, planning, and the physical strength to claim prizes from their opponents. The traditional prizes taken on raids were horses, eagle feathers, medicine bundles, medicine shields, tomahawks, bows, and other weapons. Scalps were not honorable prizes of counting coop before the boat people came to the Turtle Island. Trappers and traders sold scalps to European curiosity seekers, paying that the savages in the New World cut each other's scalp off, when in fact the practice of scalping was started by those who sought money from the wealthy in Europe. Is that true?
What?
That's... I had no idea, because I did hear about, like, the scalping, and I thought that was just a part of, like, you know...
Torture.
Like, after you, like, kill these people, that was, like, just... I thought that was, like, tradition or something that they did, but maybe it's sounding like maybe that wasn't. As the scalping horror spread and Native women and children were being killed and scalped or scalped alive, the warrior clans began to retaliate. The men of any race or tribe were of the warrior clan in the eyes of the Native Americans and were charged with the honor of protecting women and children. It was the highest form of shame for a warrior to have the women and children under his protection hurt in any way. Anger and hatred began to grow on all sides, tribe against tribe and Indian against white. The act of counting coop had been soiled and the honor normally between warriors and soldiers had been cast aside. In the original meeting, counting coop had been an act of victory. A warrior would steal something from the brave he had bested to show how strong his medicine was against his rivals. This practice varied among tribes. Members of the warrior clan among the Plains Indians often had a coop staff or stick, much like a shepherd's crook, that was placed inside his lodge and carried the reminders of his personal victories. The coop staff had various prizes tied to it. These objects could include horsehair, if he had stolen the mount of another warrior, eagle feathers, a piece of material, beads, or medicine pouch, which had been tied to the mane of an opponent's horse. Later, with the practice of scalping, a scalp could be also seen hanging from a coop stick. In marking victory, there were certain things that a brave was then allowed to do that would tell others of his counting coop. He could use these designs in his face paint, which had added honor to his status and told those who knew how to read its meaning that he had one or more acts of bravery added to his name. These symbols could also be added to his horse war paint when he rode into battle again. The more coops counted, the stronger the medicine of that warrior. 4 to 6 major types of coops were counted among the Sioux and the Crow, the Blackfoot and the Apache, the Cherokee, the Cheyenne, the Kiowa, the Flathead and the Ute, the Apaho, the Pawnee, the Shoshone and others. I hope I didn't butcher any of those names, but that's...
Tried your best.
I tried.
Yeah. So, like, the victory of, like, the more coops. Yeah, where does it get to maybe,
application.
Like...
Application. Okay, that was just a backstory.
Oh, so what's I guess the application?
Yeah, so it's a, okay, so it's kind of like a little bit of history plus then the application down here at the end. It says, the war cry has been shouted and victory is assured if you have received the counting coop card. You are being put on notice that a personal victory is in the works. Awesome. Great news.
Hey, all right.
Right on. You have overcome a lifelong challenge or conquered an opponent. So now it is time for you to share the victory with others. Whether the victory is one of a spiritual nature or of winning a lottery ticket makes no difference. You are to honor yourself at this time and be grateful for this blessing. Counting coop represents the success of forward movement and the acknowledgement of right action. You have been true to yourself and are being rewarded for staying on the sacred path. Congratulations!
Wow!
Victory is sweet, but sweeter still when the spills are shared with those you care for. Aw,
yeah.
Share the joy of your coop with those who want to see you winning. Remember, warriors who had counted coop always took care of the widowed, the aged, and feeble. The material victories shared bring further honor, providing another coop feather for those willing to give away.
Oh, so that's beautiful. It's like continuing to, it's like share too. Mm-hmm. It's happiness is only real when shared. That victory is only real when shared.
Yeah.
Can't just like, you know, keep everything. That's like that greed. We can't just greed it all for ourselves. It's like we grow and we expand and become successful in certain ways. And it's beautiful to share it and to inspire and to grow. And then it helps the people to follow.
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah.
And I feel like today is a little bit of a personal victory.
Yes.
For you and I, too.
Yes.
Because Corinne has been asking me to do a podcast for so long.
Since we met.
Oh, my gosh. Since that's been, like, how, like, 2 years?
Yeah.
So, re-met. Like,
Re-met. So, yeah, you guys, we have we have to share our story now. We can finally share our story. But it is, it's true, to come back to what you said. It is a big victory to sit here and record. And now we have probably over 40 minutes of time recorded.
First podcast.
Yeah, that's a long time.
That's good.
You know, but
it felt really good, too. Like, this is just, like, how we talk, like, every day, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. These are the things. I mean, I like that we're doing more readings. I think this is really fun.
Yeah.
Usually we'll do, like, a card here, a card there. Sometimes we'll do a bigger one. But, yeah, it's, like, fun to, like, sit down and be more intentional with the things that we already love to do so much. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then share that with everybody because we're all connected.
It.
Like,
yes. And that's where victory is, where we can open up our voice and just share it. Just say what's up.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's medicine. We have to share the medicine,
and then we can be those warriors and share and take care of the, you know, the sick and the feeble and I don't know, all that.
Absolutely.
All that good stuff too.
Mm-hmm. Help people grow, inspire.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, don't give up. Mm-hmm. Yay, that makes me happy. Well, then maybe we just share our story really quick and then wrap it up.
Cool. Okay.
Okay. Because I was about to be like, that's a wrap. But.
Yeah. Or should it be the next episode? Or should we? Yeah, we can just like hop
wait
into
till the
it.
Next episode.
Yeah.
But we could wait till the next. It's a juicy story, y'all. We're cousins, but like we hadn't seen each other since we were little kids. And then we got connected in a crazy way. And now we're best friends. And it's just like so divine. So maybe we make the people wait. Yeah, we're gonna make you guys wait.
Oh, wait, no.
Wait, no, you don't want me to wait.
Wait, I don't want to talk about it.
Let's talk about it. Just psych. We psych. Psych you guys out. We won't make you wait. We won't be like all those other people. They're like, oh, yeah, you want this? We'll read in the comments. Or like, fucking come back next Saturday. Or Netflix now. They're like, you can watch the finale on April 14th.
Are you talking Love is Blind?
Fuck yes, I am. I was like, dude, I totally thought those were all the episodes, but nope.
I know. No. We've kind of gone back to how things used to be. Like, we used to have to wait like a week or I don't even know.
It was a week.
Was it a week? Mm-hmm. Yeah. For like shows.
It was like every Monday or every Friday.
And you have to like turn on the TV and like watch it at a certain time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, shout out to
living in the hood.
Living in the hood.
You know, one day we're gonna grow out of here, man.
One day we'll get out of here.
That's why
we're not even in the hood, though, are we?
I mean, we're in gang territory, but like it's not that bad. There's, you know.
Wait, that's news to me. I didn't even know.
I know, it was news to me too. Oh, a neighbor let me know. They're like, yeah, just Google it, and I was like, oh, okay,
oh my
great.
Gosh.
But I feel protected. Like I said, yeah. I met that ex gang member. He was hella nice. So. That was a funny story because that was like, okay, let's see if I can wrap a long story short. So this was like, I don't know, over a year ago when I like first broke up with my boyfriend of like 5 years. Went on like a date to the dog park, and it was with this dude, and we were there for like an hour, and it felt like the longest hour of my life. Yeah, it was like, meh, no, not gonna work. So whatever, the hour's over, I get to my car, and I'm
the
like,
hour's over.
Like, yeah, the hour's like, over, like, thank God, finally, he's leaving, no. Like, jeez, wish you, yeah,
just
so.
Not a nice guy.
We weren't vibing, no, nah, sorry, like, not hating, it's just, you know, sometimes you just don't click, no, you just don't vibe. You know when you don't vibe, so we didn't vibe. And yeah, I got my car, and I started vibing. I turned on Mike. If you know Mike, shout out Mike, okay? Mike, period. He used to be Mike's dad. Now he's like Mike dot, Mike, period, whatever. So I put on some Mike, and then all of a sudden, there's this guy next to me. That's the ex-gang member, I come to find out later on. But he rolls down his window, and he's like, that's popping. Like, that's banging. I was like, I know, right? I turned that shit up. I turned it up, and we were vibing. And I told him about Mike, and we started talking life, man. He was eating pizza. He even offered me some pizza. I was like, nah, that's cool. But we just started talking life, and oh my God, before you know it, an hour flew by talking to this guy. He told me life stories about, you know, getting shot like 25 times, living, like, you know, found Jesus. And he's like, nah, I'm not about that anymore, but... And it was like, wow, I had a better time talking to this ex-gang member than I did with this random guy from a dating app. You know? Yeah. But, yeah, I never saw him again. But, yeah. Damn. Yeah. Random. So random. But anyways, I forget why that came up.
Oh, because we heard the sirens outside.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I hope they're okay.
I hope they're okay. Sending them same prayers.
Love and... Yeah, but if you never know.
We're safe. We're protected. Once again, this is where we don't let fear run our life. You know, we live in, we just keep doing the right thing, and we're strong, and we also have courage, too. It's like, we're not ignorant to it either. It's like strong, courageous, and doing what we got to do. And, you know, we're not going to be here forever, but we're really grateful to be here. And this feels like a safe, sacred space. We've made it very sacred. Also, Hannah is my, I'm so grateful we get to live together. So it's just a sweet little space. Yep.
Yeah.
There's a little protection. So yeah, just a good time. But yeah, so anyways, so we're going to share the story of how we met.
Yeah. 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 So crazy. Yeah. She's my cousin. And, like,
do you want me to start it? You got it?
No, I got it. I got the giggles a little bit.
Okay.
Just gotta drink a little water. You gotta drink
water. It's like the hiccups. Just drink water upside down and you'll be fine.
Or tell yourself you're not a fish anymore.
Yeah, that's actually a low-key hit secret.
It sounds crazy. We're not even joking about this.
Now, next time you're hiccuping, tell yourself, I'm not a fish. Remind yourself, I'm not a fish.
I'm not a fish anymore.
I'm not a fish anymore.
Anymore. That's key.
Yeah, and then you just stop hiccuping. It's like, because your body is hiccups because it thinks you have gills and forgets that you don't have gills anymore.
Yeah.
I know, take it or leave it, people, but...
I say take it.
Take it.
It's some good advice. And it's good. Don't be too freaked out when it happens and it works for you, because
It works.
And you're like, wait, what? Just happened?
Yeah, that's never happened before.
Like, usually you're, like, trying every trick in the book. You're like, you know, someone tries to jump out and scare you. That never worked for me personally. I don't know. Drinking something upside down. That was always my go-to. So I feel like that actually worked too.
Like,
but
how do you even do that?
Well, you just put it in your mouth and go upside down and swallow it.
Oh, I was like, I was trying to do a handstand and like someone poured in my mouth. I'm like, you guys didn't try and do that too?
Oh my God.
Okay.
That's a little funny.
But yeah, so my friend, we both have a mutual friend. Shout out Gwen.
Shout out Gwen. We love you, Gwen.
We love you so much.
I love you so much. Oh man. Best friend, dude. Bestie.
Best friend. Yeah, she's a little treehouse fairy.
She's a little fairy.
Yeah.
I love her.
So she hit me up and she was like, dude, you should come to this the psychic development course. Well, actually before that, she asked me to go to a Wim Hof breathing course, which I couldn't make it to, but then was able to make it to the psychic development course down at Soul Health. They had like, how many weeks was it? It was like 4 week kind of thing, like every Saturday.
It was 8 weeks.
Or 8 weeks.
Yeah, okay. Everything was 8 weeks. And I went to the ice bath, like the 8 week training that Gwen invited Hannah to. So it's like, I would have met Hannah at the ice bath training, but she couldn't make it.
Yeah.
But then, so she signed up for the psychic development training, which I also signed up for.
Yep.
So, yep.
Yep. And you were in the front, and I remember you asked a question in class, and I was like, I feel like I know her. Like, I don't know. Your voice just sounded really familiar. And I was like, is that like, I don't know. Who is that? You know? And so we did the class. It was super fun. And then Gwen comes over to me. She's like, oh my gosh, dude, I have somebody that you have to meet. Like, I think you guys are just going to really hit it off. And I was like, hell yeah, dude, I'm down. And so Corinne walks over. We didn't know each other's names at that point.
We didn't even introduce each other, ourselves to each other. We just like started talking. Yeah. And also too, I wasn't even really, that's when like I began my friendship with Gwen too. So it was like my friendship began with Gwen that day, really.
Oh, that's cool.
Because it's like I met her during the ice bath training, but I did it with my other friend Devin. So it was like I didn't really hang out with Gwen or chat with her too much. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. And also, a little side note, what was funny is originally Gwen and Hannah signed up. There were two different classes, two different times for the psychic development course class. And they were going to do the later one, and I was going to do the earlier one just because I'm better earlier in the day. And even though I knew there were going to be people, like I knew Gwen was going to the other one, and her sister's like, oh, you should go to the later class. There's going to be people there that you want to, you know, take it with. And I was like, darn, I wish, you know, I could do that. But I was like, I got to list my body. I'd be better earlier in the day. So I did that. And it's so funny because before the first day of class started, I saw Gwen in the bathroom and she told me that last minute she changed to the earlier class. And I was like, oh, thank God, because I'm in the earlier class. Cool. I'll see you tomorrow. So yeah, so I meet Hannah.
Yeah, and we're just like talking about, I don't even know.
We were laughing. I just remember feeling like kids at a lunch table, like in elementary school. It felt like we were at the lunch table sharing PB&Js and just laughing. Like, I was like, okay.
Yeah, it was silly. It was a silly energy for sure.
It was so silly.
And then, yeah, just then we started talking about family somehow. And then I mentioned Ruthie.
And I thought she said Rufy, and I was like, oh my God, your sister's name's Rufy? And that was, like, hilarious.
Yeah. I was like, no.
It's Ruthie. I was like, oh, I have a cousin named Ruthie. Okay. I'll remember that.
Yeah. And then you're like, wait, Hannah?
Yeah, I finally heard.
Somebody said Hannah. I think Gwen mentioned my name or something.
Yeah, she's like, oh, everybody loves Hannah. And I was like, oh, wait, her name's Hannah? And she has a sister named Ruthie. And I was like, wait, I have a cousin named Ruthie, and she has a sister named Hannah. And I was like, wait, dude, are you my cousin?
Yeah, we both, like, looked at each other, and I was like,
oh, my God.
Are you my cousin? Like, what?
And we hadn't seen each other for at least 15 years, you know, because we hadn't seen each other as adults, like, just as kids.
Yeah.
And our family is, like, not really close, and so it was just like, whoa.
Like, yeah, I think the universe had some fun with that one.
Just it was
like
so divine. And it was Gwen's birthday too.
Yeah.
So it was like a little birthday present.
It was, dude.
Gwen's birthday. Because then after that, I got to go to a fellow friend's house where Gwen's birthday party was happening. And I got to hang out with everybody and meet all your friends. And
that night was so much fun.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. Was the night we met. And that was the night. That was her. God. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You know what? I kind of forgot about that part. That we went to this. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What a special day.
It was so special.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then it's just crazy that then our friendship grew and got, yeah, stronger and stronger, and now we live together, and now we're just, like, excited to do big things in this world and to share our voice and to share our magic and inspire others to do the same. And it feels really fucking good because, see, when you show up and you also clear space, like, clear things out of your life that aren't serving you, clear people out of your life who aren't serving you, because that creates space for people and other things to come in that do. And I feel like that's what happened with Hannah. You know, I cleared stuff out of my life, cleared, you know, let go of people in my life that weren't really serving my highest and best of good. And then I had great friends that then came into my life, meeting Gwen and Hannah. Like, now they're, you know, two of my closest friends and have brought so much magic into my life. And we've created so many beautiful memories now, and we're continuing to do more and more. And it's just such a blessing, you know? So just keep holding out for people who set your soul on fire and, like, people who, you know, bubble up that loving energy in your heart, who feel really good, because your body knows what's best, right? Like, the heart sends more messages to the brain than the brain sends to the heart. So we really gotta listen to the heart, listen to that body knowing, because our body will know when it fucking loves somebody.
Yes.
And so now I've gotten really clear with what that feeling feels like. And, you know, it feels good to follow those fuck yeses of, like, all right, this feels like a fuck yes. Like, I don't judge what it looks like the exterior of it. I only listen to what it feels like. And it's like, oh yeah, that leads you to the honey, to the sweetness, the sweet nectar of life.
Beautifully said. Aww. Oh my gosh. I got goosebumps listening to that. What an honor to be in your presence and to be, you know, that soul fam.
Dude, you are my soul fam, literally. And what's beautiful and funny, we're just talking about this too. It's like, no matter what, like, we would have met in this life. Like, we are literally family. But then we get brought together through an incredible mutual friend. And it's like, oh my God, so beautiful how we got to re-meet again. And just to grow this friendship, grow the roots. So, yeah, and I feel like I'm just so grateful. And now this is your first time. Like, I'm so proud of you. Big round of applause, everybody. Round of applause to Hannah. Honor, good job for finally showing up. Like, you have a beautiful voice. You have a beautiful wisdom to share from your heart. You have great power within you. I see that in you. And I'm so grateful to walk this life with you and to for you to mirror me as well, be that beautiful reflection and mirror in my life. So yeah, I'm just grateful and happy that you showed up today and that, you know, this is going to be beautiful magic for the world. This is, you know, I'm really excited to, this is the beginning of a new great chapter, you know, it's the beginning of this journey.
I love this book.
That's the best book, baby.
Best book, dude. Cause we're writing it.
We're writing the book. Yep. Yeah. From our heart, our heart's writing it.
Yeah, straight from the heart, right to the paper.
Yes, and right. So it is.
So it is.
Yeah, so thank you, Hannah, for being here. Thank you for sharing from your heart, your soul. Thanks for sharing your magic, your wisdom, your power. I'm so grateful for you. I love you.
Love you, too.
Yeah, and to all the listeners, I love you. I love you, love you, love you, love you, love you. You know, some people don't hear that. So I love you. And a reminder, like, more hugs, you know, hug people. I hug my coworkers, like, just to make sure I get enough hugs. You know what I'm saying?
Because, like, also too, dude, like, even just hugging yourself.
Hug yourself.
This is a hack, like a life hack. Because it actually tricks your body into thinking that, like, there's someone else there.
Yes.
You know what I mean? But it's just like you're holding yourself. You're there. You're here. You're giving yourself that, like,
yes,
that like warm embrace.
See, alone, it spells all one, right? So it's all one. We're giving ourselves that hug, embracing the all one, the oneness within.
We're giving all you guys big hugs.
Big
right
hugs.
Now.
Yeah, we're hugging ourselves right now. So we are transferring these hugs to you. Big hugs, big cuddle puddles. Yes, yes, yes. I love you. I love you. I'm so grateful for you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for absorbing the magic. And I really hope that you received something from this for your highest and greatest good, for your evolution, because we're shifting in to the new earth. And that new earth is just more love, more kindness, more acceptance, more truth, more vulnerability.
Leveling up.
We're leveling up. We're opening the heart. Mm-hmm. Okay, so crack your heart open. It's okay. We got you. You got you. Okay, you're the one you've been waiting for. So give yourself a big hug. Remind yourself you got this. Keep your head up high. Keep that chin up so that crown don't fall. Okay?
Yeah.
All right. Kings and queens out there. Love you, dude.
Love you.
Love you. All right. And we'll see you on the next episode.